We have Cape Town, Arctic right here, Mankind.
Yeah, man.
I think we had them before, but unfortunately, I was in the air.
Uh-huh.
So I'm very lucky today we both made it.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Mankind is known as Shanda Abayomi Mankai, which is a real name, a rapper and a musician. His music can be described as a conscious trap, and the idea behind it is to give the audience heartbeat, but still addresses issues that we deal with in everyday society.
Mm-hmm.
And also raises awareness and hopefully inspires change throughout the audience who are listening. What's up, bro?
I'm good. How you doing, man?
Yeah, I'm cool, man. Yo, finally appreciate you for coming through.
Man, I'm blessed. Thank you so much, brother.
Yeah, I owe it to the people. I mean, the first time I wasn't here, but now we're both here now.
Yeah.
First of all, man, I just want to know, like, the conscious rap with trap and heartbeats and the 808,
mm-hmm.
you know, blending it together. I know most artists, it's more about trap, you know, like,
yeah.
the flow and everything's just trap.
Uh-huh.
So how did you get the idea to come through with that?
I think it just came naturally for me, honestly, bro, because I look at, like, what's happening, like, in everyday, like, life for me, and it's like no one's talking about it, you know? No one's addressing any issues. No one's saying anything about, like, the abuse going on or anything like that, you understand? So I just thought it would be, I don't know, it just made sense, you know, for me to include that in my music and make sure that I spread awareness where maybe to inspire change or, you know, I don't know, maybe help someone out there who's dealing with some problems, you understand? It's not always about going out to rage for me, yeah.
For like, from being a rapper, you could be anything, bro.
Uh-huh.
You could have been a soccer player, you could have been a... you could be bowling on the hoops. Who inspired you, I mean, to be like, yo, I want to be a rapper?
Honestly, I didn't think I was gonna, you know, go into rapping like that and take it as seriously as I am right now. But I don't know, man. As the years went by, it just came to me. The music, I couldn't ignore it. Every day in class, it's just like I'm thinking of, you know, lines to put down there and like how to put together songs, how to, you know, what beat would sound. And yeah, I just thought I should take it seriously. And
yeah, first of all, you're an independent artist, right? You're not signed to anything.
Nah, not at all.
No, labels, no what?
No labels, nothing.
So we, like, in this show, in this space,
mm-hmm.
we are talking about health tech, working to be free.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, it's more like independency, right? So not being boxed in
mm-hmm.
and not being limited
yeah.
to be great at what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Not looking flowers to all the artists who own their masters
yeah.
and independent. So what's your take? How does your music deal with issues that we deal with today and inspires the change?
So with giving the people, like, you know, those popular beats or those hard 808s, you know, it's like I attract them in, you know, they want to listen because of the beats. But then when it comes to the lyrical content, it's like then they get to understand that, yo, there's some stuff, there's some real stuff that he's saying in there. And I think in that way, I'm getting to them a lot more than if I was just to rap on slow beats like that.
Yeah, yeah. Last question, man.
Yeah.
Actually, two. Like, the first one is, how message do you tell artists to be free from themselves and be great and not be limited? I mean, you know the issues with record labels?
Mm-hmm.
So any message to those independent artists like you?
Keep pushing. Like, that's all I can say. It will pay off, definitely, because they're all trying to get these artists, sign them, and then give them, like, you know, a not so great of a deal, you know, they take from them, and then they kind of like take control of over their creativity, which is a really big thing for an artist, you understand? So just keep doing you, you know, if you're different, be proud of that, and yeah, just keep pushing, it will pay off.
Yo, man, I heard that you got something for us.
Definitely, man.
So yeah, I'm gonna come through with it, you know, some few things.
Alright, man.
Just also to, like, warn you, like, you know, the radio, we in the radio, so it's children's radio
uh-huh.
for children, so you know the speech and all of those.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I just wanna make clear with the audience, not to feel disappointed.
Yeah.
But otherwise, that was the interview, guys, mm-hmm. with Mankind. But we're not leaving you guys. Just gonna drop some few bars in it, and I hope you guys enjoy it. Where do they follow you, like?
You can catch me on Instagram at sana.mankind. and everything will be there, links to my SoundCloud. And yeah, I got links to all digital streaming platforms loading. Everything will be on my Instagram.
You heard it, guys.
Yeah.
That's really good guy. Anyway, play the beat.
Hey, White Roses. Hey, White Roses, a woman of very important. White Roses. Hey, White Roses, she gave me this concert and now I'm recording it. Hey, White Roses, hey, White Roses, hey, White Roses, hey, White Roses, our women are very important. Hey, White Roses, hey, White Roses, she gave me this concert and now I'm exploring it. Hey, men got minds, but too lazy to use them. So they belittle our women, so they belittle our queens. They feed off the fear and think they got power to do what they feel. I swear to the powers beneath and above, I be spreading that genuine love. I be spreading that genuine love, yeah. Men got minds, but too lazy to use them. So they belittle our women, so they belittle our queens. They feed off the fear and think they got power to do what they feel. I swear to the powers beneath and above, I be spreading that genuine love. I be spreading that genuine love, yeah. White, White Roses, my baby, she really important. She gave me this concept and now I'm exploring it. If you see it or hear it or know about it, just report it. Men, this abuse gotta stop. In a way, I was blind to the fact that women constantly live in fear. How do I make it disappear? Mean the thought that the vision clear. Make it a safer environment. Race with these fools for claiming entitlement to the bodies of our queens, our mothers, our sisters, our daughters, our friends, her body. Don't force yourself though, man. Don't. Yeah, that's it, man.
Yeah,
that's
all, yeah, I got, man. For you heard it. You heard it, man. That was dope, man. The message was so dope, man.
Yeah, man.
Otherwise, I wanna thank you for coming through. Highly appreciate it, man.
I appreciate.
Yeah, man. Hope the best for you in the future, you know.
Thank you so much, man.
I wanna see you win, bro.
Yeah.